Earlier this month, the Boy Scouts of America announced that girls will be welcomed into some scouting programs, including its Cub Scout program in 2018. Individual already existing packs will have the option to remain boys only. There's been some backlash to the announcement, but others believe it's long past time to phase out or eliminate organizations that are limited to one gender or another. And with me to talk about that is C.J. Pascoe, Associate Professor of Sociology at the University of Oregon. Now, C.J., how are young people affected by being placed in separate groups that are designated by gender?
Well, I think it's an interesting question to ask who it affects more one way or the other, because we know that there's effects on both genders when we force people into sex-segregated institutions. And we know that the effects, for the most part, aren't good, right? When we have sex-segregated institutions, what we tend to see is a focus on gender stereotypes and what researchers call gender normative expectations, or expectations of traditional femininity and traditional masculinity. And this affects both of the sexes. It affects both boys and girls. So we don't really see that it affects one more than the other. It affects both of them.
So does it make sense to still have organizations like this, especially when we're talking about younger people?
At this point in history, I don't think the research bears out that we should be encouraging sex-segregated institutions. We know that the outcomes for these institutions aren't necessarily the ones we want to have in our society. We see boys in institutions like this focused more on issues of aggression, dominance, rough and tumble play, and girls are encouraged in single-sex institutions to focus on issues like cooperation, compliance, and sort of domestic ideologies. And I don't think at this point in history that we necessarily want to encourage our children to develop their identities in line with gender stereotypes that research has shown is harmful to their development.
How much does the relationship between boys and girls change at that point? And do both groups need more guidance, more mentorship when it comes to dealing with this sort of thing? I spoke with a researcher from Johns Hopkins a few weeks ago about what happens when you have boys and girls can often be friends and very close friends, and then we go through puberty and then things dramatically change. Would we actually be better off having boys and girls spend more time in non-gender specific groups? But then does that set up more problems as we advance in age? And how do we counter effects like that?
Steve, I think this is a great question. So what happens to boys and girls as they get older, right, and as puberty hits, and as they might start to develop ideas about themselves as adults, and perhaps ideas as themselves as young adults in relation to what we think of as like the opposite sex, perhaps. And we know a couple things happen to boys and girls in relation to one another as they get older. One, we know that issues of bullying increase as children get older. They tend to peak in We know that issues of bullying increase as they get older. They tend to peak in middle school and decrease as they get into high school. But we also know that issues of sexual harassment, say, increase as they get older. And we also know that as we would expect, issues of flirting and cross-sex relationships, although not necessarily friendships, change as they get older. And so I think the issue that you're highlighting in this question is that students really need good leadership in these institutions, that integration itself is not enough. What they need is leadership that models gender equality, that models for boys issues of how to be empathetic, right, and how to treat young women as full human beings, not as either exotic others or as people to be dominated, which is what research on teenage boys shows, that when teenage girls, they often do so through practicing sexual dominance over them under the guise of flirting, perhaps. We have much research that indicates that is a pretty normal relationship between boys and girls in adolescence. And we also need leadership that encourages girls to make their voices heard and that values girls' voices, right? So we need leadership in integrated institutions that is really feminist leadership, that helps boys be fully human and helps girls be fully human. And to be fully human, we need to see, especially for boys, we need to see women as full people, and we need to let boys be full human beings as well.
What about those who criticize the idea that we have traditionally male places where men can be men, in quotes here, and I don't know if that starts at the Boy Scout level or not. Is there anything to be said about that traditional ability to to be among males or for females to be among females?
We don't see much good coming out of single-sex environments. What it does is it exacerbates stereotypical masculinity and stereotypical femininity, both of which we know to be bad for boys and girls. And when we look at things like the origins of the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts, they came out of what we call a separate spheres ideology. They came out of a time at the turn of the century when we valued very specific traits for men, right? Sort of bravery and dominating nature. And the Girl Scouts reflected a different ideology, a domestic ideology in which women were the sort of keepers of culture and they were the calm and civilizing influence. And so what we have are these two organizations that grew up sort of in parallel, but are very outdated at this point in their expectations of what boys and girls should be. Why would we think that having an all-male space is important? What is so threatening about having women in that particular space? And I would say conversely, I think our boys could benefit greatly by being in spaces that were designed to emphasize traits that we don't encourage in our boys, like empathy or compliance or kindness or cooperation.
C.J. Pascoe is an associate professor of sociology at the University of Oregon.